Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to engage in the ultimate retro nerd experience. The Techno Funk Boy presents The Retro Station.
Greetings, everyone, and this is Retro Station. I am your host, Paul, from the Techno Funk Boy. Welcome to 2021. So, if you are like me at all, then you have basically a couple of podcasts that you listen to like right away, like right when they come out, and then a number of podcasts that maybe you're just a little bit behind on, in a number of podcasts that you you perhaps found years after they started, and are starting back at the beginning and. Are way behind, but gaining quickly, and so all that to say, you know, I'm sure that most of the people who listen to this will have heard it not at the beginning of 2021, and in fact, this isn't the first podcast episode that we've had this year. We are recorded. An episode that aired last week with the Henshin Dad himself, and we thought that would be coming out a couple of weeks earlier, but we rearranged schedules to get a Christmas episode in beforehand, and so that ended up being the year starter, and I did this last year on a prior show. And I want to come back to it just because of just how incredibly off I was for 2020, and not in the ways of just kind of, you know, 2020 becoming the weirdest year of all time. Which for sure affected things, for sure. But just more of the predictions of like what I was trying to accomplish in the year, and what actually happened. And I for the first year, I've had GG app for a while, and for the first time ever, I put up a game list, and GG app, if you're not familiar with this, is just an app for gaming, keeping track of backlogs, gaming reviews, where you can, you know, put different reviews and pictures and that sort of thing. And so I did a list at the beginning of the year of what I intended to accomplish gaming wise in the year. And looking back on it, I was way off. And in some cases, like, I don't really understand why I was as far off as I was. But I kind of want to go through this, and then what actually happened. And so there were two games that I did in fact finish in 2020 that was on my list from the beginning, and that was Final Fantasy 12 and Baldur's Gate. So the funny thing about Final Fantasy 12 is that I absolutely love this game, and I'm not going to repeat a lot of what I previously said about the game. I really really loved this game. And I started it, and then the PlayStation 2 kind of got moved and got pushed out of the way. Realistically, I had my first kid, and for a while that went well, until he saw shiny buttons on the game consoles and liked to press them. And so that caused a movement of the consoles to a place that was not actually either really hooked up or convenient. And so I put it aside for a bunch of other things, and I went back to it in order to record an episode about Final Fantasy XII. If you're interested in that, it's on the Retro Zoo Super Show feed. That is still up. And I played a massive chunk of this game, and was it turns out within hours of beating it, when I was playing the day that we recorded the episode, and I had to put it down and record the episode, and I did so. And then I started having to play the games for the next week's episode, and it was one of those things that I could not get back to the game right away. And then I put it away, and for an embarrassingly long amount of time. And I did learn as I'm finishing it up that I was within a few hours of beating the game. Like I went in and I even did some hunts, and I still only added maybe like 4 or 5 hours to the game. And so like if I didn't do the hunts at all, oh, and I went to go get the Zodiac Spear. If I didn't do any of those things and I just gone straight to the end, I was like, I forgot the name of this tower. If you're familiar with the game, there's this massive, massive tower that you have to climb, and then it's pretty much the final bosses, and that's it. The final bosses are in a different place, but that's the last real substantial level that you have to go through. And so I was like a couple of levels from the top of that, and so I could have just finished that off and then finished the game. And I saw it at the beginning. At the beginning of the year, I saw it, and I was like, I didn't just finish this stupid thing. And so I put it on the list, and I did not play it until the last week of the year, when I was wrapping up some things and finally killed it dead. And it's one of those things. It's like, you know, if you're really enjoying the game, most of the time you just kind of plow through it, but that doesn't always happen. In this case was an embarrassingly long amount of time playing this stupid game. Baldur's Gate is kind of a similar thing, as I absolutely loved it when it came out. I absolutely loved the game, but I was not experienced with Dungeons & Dragons, and honestly, I'm not even gonna put it on that. The game is hard. The game is really, really hard, and especially not being experienced with Dungeons & Dragons, is I wasn't really sure how to handle the game, and so I ended up cheating to get to the end and beating it, and just to kind of finish it off. And so I decided that, hey, I'm going to do this. I want to play the game again anyways, but actually get through it and beat it. And I did this time, but I played it on the on the enhanced edition that you can get GOG and Steam now. And even it's like normal. This is hilarious to me. It's normal settings. Like, its normal difficulty is 75%. The enemies have 75% of the hit points that they do in the original game. So like the original game is like is already the hard difficulty. I did actually manage to get through that. But like some of the other ones, it's like Illusion of Gaia, I got on there because it's actually the most recent Super NES cart I bought. And I bought it. I bought it in late 2019. And I had not gotten into that. Pool of Radiance, I started. I really do love that game, and I want to get back to it. Fantasy Star is another one, like Final Fantasy XII. I don't know how close I am to the end, but it's got to be pretty darn close. I don't think I'm like within 5 hours, but I've got to be more than halfway through that game, easy. And Knights of the Old Republic, which I've been wanting to get back to forever and just in heaven. And then the weird ones, like Dragon Quest II and III. So I got these on mobile. And I know I do not like mobile games, but I actually like the ports of the Dragon Quest games. I really like them. I think they're good to use. The music is good. The port's just really, really solid. And despite the fact that I like the ports, I think I just dislike mobile gaming more because I keep putting them off. And I did not realize that I had put these games off so long when they're sitting on my phone, like literally all of the time. I laughed about that because that surprised me that they had been there so long, the games I actually beat, I pulled it up, and besides like those two that I mentioned, like Baldur's Gate and Final Fantasy XII, like all of them I got in 2020. Like Bravely Default, Bravely Second, Diablo 3, which I actually beat twice. I'm certainly not done with that game. I don't think you can be. And Radiant Historia, which turned out to be just one of my favorite games of all time. And I got all of these games in 2020, and so they weren't on my list because I didn't even have them. And that's super weird for me. I'm not someone who buys a lot of games, and so especially games that are not, you know, like weren't like originally DOS based or Windows 3.1 or NES or SNES based or something like that. I don't normally buy games this new. And I know a lot of you are thinking this new, these games came out like years ago. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant what I said. So that was really interesting. I really started in on the 3DS, and I'm enjoying a lot of games on there. That might be one of the reasons I haven't done well with Dragon Quest, because I'm getting kind of my mobile game fix through the 3DS and not having to mess with the phone to interrupt my podcast and stuff. But in any case, I've put up some games that I'm hoping will be defeated this year, and brought Phantasy Star and Pool of Radiance over, because I'm loving both of those games, and Final Fantasy X is actually on there. Now, this kind of the story behind that is I played through nearly all of Final Fantasy X except the last dungeon. And this is another place that I'm forgetting the name of, but there's like this optional dungeon, I think, with like the super, whatever the super weapon mega boss is for Final Fantasy X, where that one was. And I was grinding in there, and I had gotten enough experience for the rest of the game, and so I was about to go beat that boss and then go to the final dungeon when a breakup caused me to lose both the game and the PS2 and the memory card. I'd seen the end. I'd seen every moment of the game, but I had not played it. But because I had gotten so far, because I had seen the end, I never really felt a need to really go back to it. But I'm kind of getting that itch, and I'm actually wanting this. And this is one of the reasons I'm bringing this up. I'm actually wanting this to be a Twitch streamed game. And so I've mentioned our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/technofunkboy before. It's where we do Order of Podcasters and Tales from the Rusty Speeder. But I'm also going to try to, you know, maybe once a week for a couple hours, kind of grind in on Final Fantasy X. And so looking forward to that.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder. This is an interactive Star Wars actual play podcast using the Edge of the Empire rules from Fantasy Flight Games. Join our misfit crew of scoundrels, ne'er-do-wells, rascals, miscreants, lowlifes, good-for-nothing reprobates as they find love, purpose, and the courage to carry on. Ha, I'm joking, none of that happens. Instead, they use their questionable contacts and unconventional methods to get the job done, whatever job happens to be paying today. Tales from the Rusty Speeder, available wherever you get your podcast and streamed live on Twitch at twitch.tv/technofunkboy.
The other games that are on the list is one that I've gotten a huge chunk of the way through and just kind of need to kill it off is Titan Quest, which I've had a blast with, and the spiritual successor Grim Dawn, which I just absolutely love with. Now this is one that I got on the winter sale on Steam, and just absolutely loving this game. And the other one that I just got is Celeste, and every once in a while I like to tackle a really hard platformer, mostly lost levels. I stick with kind of the old games like I mentioned before, you know, so this is my first of the newer breed of really hard platformers, and very much enjoying it so far. So I'll kind of try to keep y'all updated on all of that. Going into the tabletop realm, you know, we are as far as recording goes, we're gonna wrap up season one of Tales from the Rusty Speeder this year. Easy this year. Now putting out the podcast has been another story, and I will. I'm not sure I'm going to mention it on that podcast, but I'll let you know. Adventure 2 has been difficult. So it's kind of the way we envision this podcast is that it wouldn't come out like every week or every 2 weeks, but instead we would drop an entire adventure, you know, all the chapters for the adventure. So there'd be like 6 episodes just drop all at once. That way people are able to binge it. And then we would take our time to edit the next section. Well, we did that with Adventure 1. It was very, very well received. And then Adventure 2 hit, and I discovered that like an entire track has been corrupted. And so I am re-recording that track. And it's been a mess. And it's been very, very frustrating. I know that the future adventures don't have that problem, but there are some plot points in this adventure that I don't want to lose because they are important in the overall plot. And so I'm plowing my way through it, but in the live version, also on that Twitch channel, twitch.tv/technofunkboy, we are 2 adventures away from the season finale, and I'm expecting to record one adventure in one night, and then in the fight, and then the finale over 2 nights. And so we're working toward that. We had 2 of our cast members have babies recently, and so that is the reason for our hiatus, but we are not giving up on that, and we're looking forward to being back on that. And then continuing the order of podcasters, I am as far as like Dice and Dreary goes, and if you don't know that, I'm one of the characters on Dice and Dreary, and also the composer for Dice and Dreary. I don't think that the overall adventure is going to end this year. In fact, I'm almost certain it won't. I'm hoping, as far as recording goes, that the adventure is concluded this year. Mostly because, like, I really want to, like, read the Curse of Strahd book, you know? Like, we've been in this adventure, we've been playing it for so long, and I really want to read it myself and listen to some other actual plays who have tried to tackle it. That's my hope, and we will see if that happens. But I'm very excited. We just started season three, and season three has been an absolute blast. It's starting off so strong, and there's so many just great moments in season three. It's starting off to being our best season yet, and I'm really looking forward to continuing it. Music-wise, we 2020 did see the release of Volume 2 of the Dice and Jury soundtrack, which is actually just one song. It's called The Chase, and it's 43 minutes long. And I am enormously proud of that one. I've been happy with the response to it so far. It's also kind of the cheapest way that people can support me, because it's only one song. You know, iTunes and Amazon are pricing it as a single song, and so you can get what is essentially a full album of music for, I don't know, what is it now, $129.99, whatever the case may be. It turned out to be a pretty good deal. I'm currently doing some last minute arrangements and mixing Volume 3, and so we're not far away from that. My goal this year is actually to put out two different albums, and so that's what we're working. That's what I'm working hard on, and we're going to see if we can do it. It's gonna take some work, but that definitely is the goal. So the first one will be Dice and Dreary Volume 3, and I'm hoping to have a Christmas kind of a new wave Christmas album out also toward the end of the year. So the last thing is writing, because I said the sequel to The Hallowing of Ground would be out in 2020. I had the plot already and started on, and I got about a third of the way through it, and I just leaned back. I'm like, this is not good. It's just not good. And so I kind of went back to the drawing board on it and really tried to figure out where it was going wrong and what I could do to strengthen it. And I'm really glad I did, because I think that it has a lot more promise, and it's going to be a much, much better book because of that. That being the case, I didn't come close to finishing it for 2020. Not even close. And so that's going to be a continuing project for this year. So please watch out for that. If you haven't read Hallowing of Ground, it is on Amazon and all the places. There's also an audiobook version of it that is, you can get it for free. And that is on Scribble, which is S-C-R-I-B-L. And so I encourage you to do that. It turned out to be a lot of fun book, and I'm really proud of that one. And so please do check that out. Otherwise, that is promising to be a full and eventful year. You are also of course going to be able to continue to find me here on Retro Station, as well as the other podcasts I'm on, like Order of Podcasters, Tales from the Rusty Speeder, and Dice and Dreary. The last thing, and this has kind of been the a big surprise for me, is that I realized maybe like a month ago that YouTube is now the most popular thing that I do. Now, this surprised me because I've always kind of considered myself a podcaster who also has a YouTube channel to kind of supplement what I'm doing here. But I looked at the views, and I realized that for several months, YouTube has greatly been outpacing the downloads of any or all of my podcasts. I'm going to continue hammering away at that. The tentative goal for the year is to actually monetize on YouTube this year. I'm nowhere close to that right now, but if I look at the trajectory, then it is definitely within reach. And so that's the goal, is to keep hammering away and hopefully get that curve up to where it needs to be to monetize. If you aren't on the YouTube channel, we do actually a lot of gaming, of video game music, as well as old Dungeons and Dragons content. It is also Techno Funk Boy. That's where you can find me on pretty much anything. Please drop by and subscribe and watch some videos and hopefully you'll enjoy it. So those are the goals this year. And I am very well aware that looking back on at least my gaming goals for 2020, I was way off. But I tell you what, I had fun on the way, at least in the gaming circle. You know, 2020 was a weird year. And I know that the stuff that I'm like outlining here today is not all going to fall into place. And perhaps none of it will actually fall into place the way I'm envisioning it. But certainly some stuff will happen, and certainly I'm going to be here in continuing to do these things that I love, like podcasting and discussions on game music and Dungeons and Dragons and creating music for you. And so I hope that you will continue to listen. I really have appreciated the people who have jumped on board since we did take down the old podcast, which had a pretty decent following, and kind of wipe the slate clean and start over. And I've been very encouraged by the people who have continued on with us. And so if you are one of those people and you haven't yet joined our Discord server, please do. We're starting to get, you know, kind of some more conversations along the way on different like role playing games, on different video games, on happenings and nostalgia and pop culture stuff. And so please do check that out. I have the links to a lot of the stuff that I mentioned here in the channel description, but just look for Techno Funk Boy wherever you're looking. And if I'm there, you're going to find me that way. And so do appreciate it. And we will catch you next time here on Retro Station, where we celebrate all the things that made us nerds. See y'all later.